Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this
Hi, my
Tysh?
name is Tyshel Johnson. Yes, it is.
Got it. Okay, so Tysh, my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm really messed up. I'm a little tired.
A little tired? Yeah, I can
I
try
want
to
to.
make this quick here for you. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yes, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Repeat that for me one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry if I said that a little fast. Are
No,
you
it was okay.
willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
You have. Were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was this?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
Serious low grade.
Let me. Which one did you say?
Serious low grade.
Low gray.
Grade, yes, low
Oh,
grade.
low gray. Let me see if that's not on the. Got it. Okay. Okay, that's not on the list here, but that's okay. Now, let me see here. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the date of diagnosis? To the best of your
February
knowledge.
2000, February 2024.
Okay, earlier this year.
Yes.
February of 2024, you were diagnosed with cancer. Only because I need to put a day on here. What day would you like me to put?
Around the 18th.
Like middle of February.
Yes, a little.
Okay, for your date of diagnosis, I have 2/18/24. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, it was Doctor. One second, Doctor. What is his name? King. No, that was the one that would gave me the treatment.
Let me see.
Justin, no, got it. It's Gomez, Dr. Gomez. Yeah, that's how I said Gomez, GAMEZ, MD.
GAMEZ.
Yes,
Okay, and
Dr.
then
Justin
Justin.
Gomez.
Okay, and then Justin is
Or,
just Justin, right? Justin.
yes,
And then
correct.
Gomez. It's like Gomez, but with an A instead of an O, right?
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
GAMEZ.
And then,
That's OBGYN.
got it. Okay. What hospital or clinic was this at?
At Temple University.
Temple University Hospital?
Yes.
In Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Got it.
PA.
Yeah, PH. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Got it. Okay, so for that address, I have 3401 North Broad Street, Philadelphia. Does
Yes.
that sound about right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. And then for the phone number of that hospital, I have 800-836-7536. Does that sound about right?
You sound about right.
Philadelphia, and this is in Pennsylvania. Let me see here. So that's a 2-year stay, and you were diagnosed this year. Okay. You still currently live in Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. Now, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
About 5 or 6. I did.
Okay, so you did use it for more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Here, on average, how many times per year or per month did you use the hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
So it was 5 to 6 times a year that I used it.
5 to 6? Okay, I'll put 6 on there. 6 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Yes. And then what is your date of birth, Tyshel?
4/10/1972.
Okay, so date of birth, I have 04/10/1972, correct?
Correct.
1972. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers? If not, it's okay.
Well, they have, yeah.
Okay.
Should
I just put like family and friends?
Yeah.
Okay, family and friends. Let me see here. And then it's asking what state did you use hair relaxer? It was Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
PA, okay. When did you start using hair relaxer? I know it might have been a long time ago. I just need to put a date on here to the best of your knowledge.
You could say July 2006.
July 07 of 2006. And then just because I need to put a day on here, what day should I put?
We could put the 2nd, 3rd. I guess we'll put the beginning of July.
July 1st? So,
yeah.
Okay, July 1st of 2006 for when you started using it. Let me see here. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when did you stop using hair relaxer?
February of 2024.
Did you stop using it before you were diagnosed or after you were diagnosed with cancer?
I think it was after.
Okay, yeah. So you were diagnosed the 18th. Do you want me to put you stopped using it the 19th or just like a couple of days after?
Just a couple of days after. Yeah, a couple of days after.
Okay, so for the date that you stopped using hair relaxer, is it okay if I put February 20th of 2024?
Yes, that's fine.
Got it, okay. 2/20/2024. And then how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly? Was it monthly?
It was monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products for?
18 years.
About 18, give or take? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you mainly receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, your home, or both?
Salon.
Did you say salon?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. You mainly used it in the salon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Okay. And then do you remember the brand names of the products that you used?
I believe it was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely?
Yes, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Let me see here. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
Wait, say that again.
Okay, yes. I know it's kind of confusing. It always confuses everyone.
It is.
Did your
Yeah.
cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the hair products for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the cancer? Was it chemo?
Chemo, what's the one, immunotherapy and a complete hysterectomy surgery and pain meds.
You said immunotherapy? Immunotherapy, and then you said
Chemo,
medic
chemo.
chemo, and then some
You
medication
kept.
as well, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. When did your treatment start?
February 2024, and it was about 4 to 5 days after the diagnosis.
About 7 days after, like a week after you were diagnosed. 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24. Okay, 25. So a week after you were diagnosed, I have your treatment date starting February 25 of 2024. Does that sound about right?
Yes,
Got it.
about right.
Okay. Was the doctor that diagnosed you the same one that treated you, Dr. Gomez?
The doctor that treated me, her name was Stephanie, Dr. Stephanie King, oncologist.
Oncologist, and then Stephanie is just spelled Stephanie, and then last name
Correct.
like King, King.
Correct.
Okay, and then was she also at Temple University?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just copy and paste that address. Okay, and then that phone number for that hospital is 800-836-7536. Okay, let me see here. Now, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, okay. And then Tyshel, your first name, I have it spelled as Tycheell. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you have a middle name, Tyshel?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, and then last name, I have it as Johnson, spelled Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
No,
None?
no.
Okay. And then let me see here. Let me put none. And then Tyshel, what's your social, please?
206. I have to give you the whole thing. 206.
Yeah.
6-8-6-7-3-4.
Okay, let me just repeat it. Make sure I got it correct. You said 206-68-6734.
Yeah. 206-6-7-3. Correct.
Okay. Now let me see here. excuse me. Kind of got a little sick with the cold weather coming.
I hear it.
Yep. Now let me see here. For your primary contact email, I have it as your first name, Tyshel, period, last name, Johnson, at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, I have it as 267-288-8084.
Correct.
Okay. Is this phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
So.
Cell phone, okay. What is your preferred way of contact? A call, text, or email?
Call.
Call, okay. And then when
Either
is.
or, but a call.
Got it. Okay. And then when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. Let me put that. And then what is your address at the moment?
5426 Willows Avenue.
Willows?
Willows, Willows. Excuse me.
Avenue, Philadelphia.
PA 19143.
Okay, let me see. NO. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143. Is this a house or apartment number?
House.
House, okay. Let me see here. Now, do you have documents supporting your date of diagnosis? Like medical records?
Yeah.
Yes?
I have to get them. I have to get them.
But you would be able to get them, right? Yes, okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records? Or if not,
This with
would
my
you be?
doctor. No, I don't have them, no.
You don't have them, but you would be able to
With
provide
my
them
doctor.
if we
It's
needed them,
with my
right?
doctor. Yeah. They're with my doctor.
Okay, so you don't have them, but your doctor has them? Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part of the paperwork, we need to put an emergency contact. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I could put trying to see who can I put it.
It can be anyone. Family, friend, best friend.
Yes, 267 is like mine, 288-8084. I mean 86, I'm sorry. It's just like mine, I'm sorry. 86.
8086. Okay, so it's 267-288-8086.
Correct.
Okay, and then who is this?
My daughter.
That's your daughter. Daughter. Does she live with you?
No.
She does not live with you. Okay. Let me change it to does not live with you, and this is your daughter. And then what's her name?
Her name is Tasha.
How do you spell it?
Tyche.
Okay, Tyche.
Correct.
Last name Johnson.
Cawthorn, Cauthorn.
Okay, Cauthorn. Got that.
Correct.
Okay, let me just make sure that I filled everything correctly on my end. Make sure I clicked all the bubbles. All right. Now let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to look at and sign. Let me see. We're almost done here though. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Let me see. Okay, so I have Tyshell Johnson here, spelled Tyschell, last name Johnson, Johnson, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I have your address as 5426 Willows Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
Yes.
I have your phone as 267-288-8084.
Correct.
And then I have your email as tyshell.johnson@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as April 10, 1972, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your social is 206-686734.
Right.
Okay, let me see, just making sure everything is correct. Tyshell Johnson, okay. All right, now go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Just open up whichever one is easier for you to access. Let me know when you receive it.
I received it. I received the text and it's opening.
Either one, whether you got the email or the text, just open up whichever one you can.
Okay.
You're going to
So
see
it's
my
telling me the
name.
time.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you're going to see my name there. If when you click on the link, it'll send you to a website called DocuSign. I think you have to agree to text messages and electronic signatures. Once you do that, there's going to be a big yellow button that says start. Once you click start, it'll bring you to the
I didn't
next.
get that. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. That's not what came up online. It's telling me actually to please sign, but it's nothing there for me to sign. Let me go into my email.
You have to click on the box and then it pops up with like another box where you can sign it. So you have to click on it first and then sign.
I clicked on it. It's loading DocuSign and it says it's my phone is asking me to allow. Okay, so continue with saying continue.
Yes, and then be on the lookout.
That's yellow. Go
There's
ahead.
one box that tells you to draw your signature, and then there's another box that tells you to draw initials. So just be aware of that.
See, this is frozen. I don't know what this is. It's not allowing me. Oh, so now I can sign. No, it's not letting me sign in this. Let me go to my email.
Okay.
Because I don't see anything that I'm signing. Once I clicked agree, it opened up for me. Okay, say it says review document. Click on that. So now it says continue, correct?
Yeah.
It's yellow. And it's the same thing that popped up. There's nothing for me to sign, but I can hit agree
Yeah,
to use
agree.
this electronic.
There we
Okay.
go. That's
So
why.
then hit continue or do I sign? It says please sign, but it's not taking anything. So hit continue.
Yes.
Oh wow, this is hard.
The good thing is that if you missed something, it won't let you move forward to the next page.
It will keep. It's not. My hands are a little wet. It's not letting me sign. Let me see. Oh, that's why. Duh.
Take your time. And then
Okay,
just.
so I'm trying to see.
Yeah, just be on the lookout. There's a box that asks for a signature, and then there's another box that asks for initials.
Well, let me see if I did them all. Will it take it?
Once you s click finish, I'll be able to
It
see it.
did. It is it.
Okay, let me see. And then
What is
if,
this?
okay, let me see. I see it. If something is wrong, it's okay. It's not the end of the world because I can always send it back for you to sign it again.
So I missed some.
Let me see. I see your signature and then I see your initials. No, yeah, you did everything right.
You sure?
No, yeah, I see like it's not a perfect signature, but that's how it is when you sign things over the phone because you're using your finger, you know.
Right.
But no,
Okay.
yeah, I clearly see a signature and I clearly see what looks like an attempt at initials, which is honestly that we'll take that. So,
Okay.
yeah, now that we're done with that, I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. The
Okay.
most I would tell you to wait is 7 days. So, it is very important that when they call you, you pick up the phone because they can't get this started unless they verify this with you personally.
Okay.
Okay, so
All right.
just when they call you, pick up the phone, verify all the information, and then they'll get started on this whole process. I will also text you my personal work number so you excuse me, so you can reach out to me with any questions or concerns, or if it's been over a week, you can reach out to me and I can see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Got it. I'll send you this text like in 2 to 3 minutes after this call while I send this file over. And then from there, you just wait for that call, all right?
Is it today?
Sometimes they're as fast as today, but sometimes they could take up to 3 or 4 days. It just depends how busy
Okay.
they are. And then I'll also text you their number. That way you kind of know what number to look out for, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, well, Tyshel, I appreciate your time and I wish you the very best with this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.